Y'all got some real magic tricks. I ain't even on the screen. Y'all doing some Back to the Future. That's R.A. Vernon's series for the month, Back to the Future. Okay. You. Good to see you this morning. You know, you're welcome up to the front. You can sit wherever you want to sit. Welcome. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to New Covenant Worship Center. We had a few technical difficulties this morning, but you know what? We make adjustments in the midst of this particular confusion that we had. Amen. But it's all good. We're going to go forward and allow the Lord to have his way in this place. Listen, I'm going to do a quick prayer. Amen. We're going to get praise and worship up here. So come on, let's begin to invite the presence of the Lord in this place. Those of you all who are watching online, begin to share this. Tag someone, let them know that we are on the air this morning. So come on, those of you all who are in the building, if you can, let's stand to our feet and let's give the Lord a good hand praise this morning, for he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, to give you all the thanks, God. We come to give you all the praise, Father God. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity, God, to come into your presence, Lord. We thank you for your peace, for your joy, for your kindness on today, Father God. And Lord, we just welcome your presence in this place on today, God. We welcome your power, your glory, and your anointing on today, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will come in on this morning, God, and stir up every gift in this house on today, Father God. That the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, shall move freely like never before, Father God. Lord, we need a touch from you on today, Father God. We need your guidance on today, God. We need your wisdom on today, Father God. We need your strength on today, Father God. And Lord, we welcome your presence on today, Father God. That your Holy Spirit, Lord, shall move freely in this place on today, God. Anoint our praise and worship team, God. Anoint their voices on today, God. Anoint the musicians on today, Father God. Anoint the speakers on today, Father God, that they may minister what thus said the Lord on today, God. Use us for your glory, God. We are yielded and surrendered unto you on today, God. And Holy Spirit, we ask you, Father God, to bring forth healing on today, Father God. Bring forth deliverance on today, Father God, that you are strengthening our bodies, God. We come up against every sickness, every illness, every plague, every disease, God. And you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed on today, God. And we lose life on today, Father God. We lose hope on today, Father God. That, Lord, our faith will fail us not on today, God. But you said to walk by faith and not by sight, God. And you said that whatsoever things we desire when we pray, believe that we receive them and we shall have them on today, God. And we pray for your blessings today, God. We pray for, Lord, divine increase, God. We pray for overflow, God. We pray for prosperity, God. We pray, God, for gifts being stirred up, God. The prophetic, the healing, God. The interpretation of tongues, God. Divers tongues on today, God. Lord, blessings of strength and peace, God. And Lord, we love you this morning. We exalt you this morning. I need somebody to help me praise him today. I need somebody to come on and lift up the name of Jesus as the sound begins to come, as we begin to offer up praise to his holy name. For he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be glorified. Come on, let's lift him up this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
praise his name.
Miracle worker, promise.
That's why we serve him. That's why we we adore him. That's why we worship him. Oh, my God is great. My God is great. And greatly to be praised. Give God the glory. We give him the praise. That is who you are. Our God is awesome. We thank God for his presence in this place. We thank God for his anointing. We thank God for his peace. We thank God for his loving kindness. I don't know about you, but his presence is here. I don't know about you, but I know that the presence of the Lord should be right there in your living room, in your home, wherever you're watching us at. Just begin to invoke the presence of God. And let worship come from your lips. Let worship come from your heart. God, we just magnify you this morning for being a way maker. When everything else around me failed, God, you were my way maker. You're my promise keeper. When everything else around me failed and everything else around me was falling, God, you are my promise keeper. When I was on dark roadways and dark pathways, God, you became my light. And we just say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for his presence. Thank God for the sound. I'm telling you, awesome praise and worship. It's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And so we give God glory. We thank God for Sister Chantel and Brother Isaiah being back today. Amen. Let's give them a praise. Amen. I don't know. You can't understand losing a mother unless you lost your mother. Amen. It's no understanding of it. Amen. So I empathize and sympathize with them, amen, and knowing that I've lost both my parents, amen, and two brothers. So loss hits different when it hits so close to home. And if you've never experienced a close home where somebody has died, that's a grandmother, a mother, a father, a sibling, I'm telling you, it's a lot, amen. And so I thank God for the prayers of the ministry, because Sister Pam was just everybody's everything, amen. She's just an awesome woman of God. She just, was just always an example of showing forth Jesus Christ's love. And I'm telling you, everybody's going to miss her text messages. Amen.
Amen.
And there were people that were reaching out and saying, I haven't got no text. But thank God for his grace and his mercy. Amen. That God had allowed us to have this time with Sister Pam. Amen. That we had to share in her life. And that God has just truly blessed her, amen, to be an influence into so many people's lives. So we continue to keep their family up in prayer, amen. Pastor Debbie, Pastor Glenn, amen. All of their siblings, amen. We're just praying for their strength during this time, amen. Services will be held next week, amen. The information was emailed out to you all. February 4th is the visitation next Friday and Saturday. Friday is the visitation. Saturday is the services, amen. That information was emailed out for all of those who would like to be in attendance. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's move forward in our service this morning. We're getting ready to take up our tithes and our offering on today. So come on, let's begin to sow. Amen. Those of you all who are watching online, you can go to www.newcovncwc.com. You can click the Give tab and you can give. We are giving towards our tithes and offering, benevolence fund, and our debt freedom seed. Amen. God is blessing us. We're believing God to pay off this building. Amen. At the beginning of next year. Amen. And praying that all is well and that God will bring that thing to pass, as we're believing God for 50 people to sow $1,000. Amen. About 3 or 4 people have already sold their $1,000. Amen. So we're just believing God for increase and overflow. There have been so many testimonies that have gone forth, amen, already about giving and sowing. And so we appreciate everybody that's standing. being faithful and committed to sowing into the vision, because we're going to see this thing to pass. Amen. It's going to happen. Amen. Because we believe it by faith. Amen. As you walk into the building, you see the signs of the vision before you. Amen. That you can see that God, we are a debt-free church. Amen. We're a giving ministry. We're standing on that. We're believing in that. Amen. And his promises that God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. So those of y'all in the building, if you need an envelope, please raise your hand. Brother Terrence will get you an envelope. Those of y'all who are watching online, if you have EasyTithe, you can give on your EasyTithe app. Download the app. If you've never downloaded it, go to EasyTithe. Look for New Covenant Worship Center, Joliet, Illinois, and you can get access to the app, and you'll get connected with your email. That's the easiest way to give. You have tracking of your giving automatically sent to your email, and it gives you an automatic record at the end of the year. Those of you all who do not have those technological means and you're still in that place of writing that good old paper check, there's nothing wrong with it. Send that thing right in the mail to 2423 Glenwood Avenue, Joliet, Illinois, 60435, New Covenant Worship Center. Amen. Right here with the United States Postal Service. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I'm going to let y'all give. 10,000 is 10, comma, three zeros. Amen. 5,000 is 5, comma,
amen.
And two more and three more zeros. Amen. So 5,000, however way you want to put it, you know, if you want to just go ahead on and just 100,000, 10, comma, three more zeros. And we can work that out, too.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all want to do a million? Do a million. 1, comma, three zeros, comma, three more zeros. We accept it all. Amen. If you... You got to put it out there because somebody, y'all, I'm telling you, somebody will be listening and they'll come across it and they'll say the Holy Spirit will touch somebody's heart. And they say, you know what? I want to bless that ministry with $50,000. I want to bless that person with $1 million. I want to bless that ministry. You never know unless you put it out there and ask. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, no, giving is a blessing.
Amen.
I'm just sowing my seed. Give me you guys time to sow. Only God can do it. Amen. We continue to sow. God is blessing our debt freedom seed. Amen. Last week we raised $662 towards our debt freedom seed. Now we only need $44,794 to meet our goal of $50,000. Amen. That's going to be attached to all those other things that the ministry's part that we're going to do to help pay this building off. Amen. So we appreciate you all giving and sowing. So far we have raised, let me give you that total. So far, we have raised $5,206. Amen. So we are at 10% of our goal. Amen. So God is blessing. Amen. In the first month, I'm telling you, God is good. And we still haven't put in this month, this today's seed of what people are going to sow. Another quick testimony, while you're getting your seed, somebody inboxed me yesterday. They said they've been sowing and giving and praying toward their debt freedom seed. They got a dollar raise on their job and now they're in position for a promotion. So I'm telling you, we're speaking that out. We're praying that over the people and releasing promotion, increase, favor, all those various things. So we believe God for favor and increase. So we're praying that and we're believing that. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Everybody gave, they wanted to give. Come on. If there, anybody in the, on my left, on my right side, if you need to come up and sow, come on and sow your seed. And then those of you all on my left, come on up and sow. We thank God that most of our sowing is done online. We appreciate everybody that gives and sows. Brother Charles is here. Come on, man. What's happening?
Oh,
happy
man.
New Year 2022. You here?
Yeah.
My baby, man, Charles.
Change ships, so you know I got to get in.
Come on. Come on. There you go. Come on. Give the people what they want, Brother Charles. That's all I'm saying. Give the people what they want. That your sister is right there. You see that? God is good.
All the time.
If y'all ain't matching Brother Charles' energy, I'm telling you, y'all be just don't even try. That's my man, Brother Charles. Amen. You got to be excited about the Lord. Amen. Shoot, hey, praise the Lord.
And he's good all the time.
All the time he's good.
And he's good all the time.
Come on. I'm telling you, God is good. Amen. It's good to see Brother Charles. Amen. That brother is always happy, amen, and smiling and excited about the goodness of the Lord. I'm telling you, I thank God for it. When you've been through what he's been through, you know why he's excited and has the joy of the Lord, amen. So we give God praise for him. All right, everybody gave that wanted to give. Come on, let's bless the offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the tithes and offering on today, God. We thank you for every seed that was sown, Father. And we pray that, Lord, you will bless those that gave, Lord, and even bless those that may not have had it to give on today, Father, that they will be able to give on next time. We release peace, we release blessings, God, and we release increase and overflow, God. That you will continue to bless these seeds to be used for the building of your kingdom and for the work of the ministry. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. Well, we kind of in a technical dilemma here. We're not back up on our other live, are we? No. Okay. So we right here. I'm going to look right there. Amen. But as well, I appreciate you all being on today. Just a couple of quick announcements. We're not going to run our regular announcements. I'll just give some announcements. Nothing really is going on, but I do want to announce that next Sunday is the first Sunday in February. We will be back in the building. Amen. We are coming back. Those of you all who want to come on back into the building. We will be wearing our mask. We don't have the social distance, but we will wear our mask in the building. So come on in and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. I'm excited about having more people in the place. There's a good crowd in here today. Amen. With our leaders and different people here that are in the building. So I appreciate you all. But I'm telling you, it's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. God, we thank God for technology, for our social media, Facebook and YouTube. But I'm telling you, getting in the building is really a blessing. Amen. So we want to encourage you guys. Come on back next Sunday. We'll be all full force in the building. Amen. Ready to go and expecting miracle signs and wonders to manifest. Amen.
Amen. And please help them wear that. I'm tired of being the mask police.
Deacon Ryan, he said he's not going to be the mask police. Amen. Everybody wear your mask. We're in the building. Amen. The signs are posted. Everything is well. Amen. So all is well. We're going to be safe. Amen. And do as necessary so that we can keep fellowship. And hopefully they're saying, hopefully by the summer, or it's late spring, early summer, amen, we can, you know, kind of remove the mask and get to back to some type of normalcy. But that's only with time, amen. So we have to see what happens during that time. But we appreciate everything. Appreciate you all for staying connected to the ministry, being committed to the ministry, and just doing what God has called us to do. Next week, Wednesday, we start back our fast, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. Fruit, juice, nuts, water, one salad during that time frame. So next Wednesday, I believe that will be the second. We start our fast back up. So we'll be back every Wednesday fasting 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for our corporate fast. We're fasting for ministry increase, for debt freedom for the ministry, praying for souls to be saved. That's our vision. That's what we do every Wednesday in prayer and fasting. Amen. We had an awesome 22 days of fasting. We had a 5 a.m. prayer call. That was the first time I had done a 5 a.m. prayer call. I'm telling you, God blessed us each and every day. Thank God for those who stood in the gap and prayed when I couldn't get there. Minister Suzette, Minister Gloria, Evangelist Marion, and some other people that may have prayed. I'm telling you, it was just absolutely a blessing. Pastor Venice, amen, that stood in, and it was just amazing. Yesterday, you want to talk about wife support? Or you going to talk about it? Amen. Yesterday was wife support. If you all missed it, Pastor needs to give you all some tips on what you all missed out on yesterday. Wife support was absolutely phenomenal on their Zoom call. They had a great interaction for wives, just encouraging wives and encouraging their relationship to continue to grow. So we thank God for that. Other than that, I believe that's about Thursday. We'll be in Bible study, 6:30 p.m. And like I said, next Sunday, we'll be back in the building. We'll be starting the next part of this series, Whole Life Prosperity. We'll be talking about being mentally whole. You don't want to miss next Sunday's word. I promise you, God has given me some practical things to go along, to tie along with the scripture. And this first part of this, you do not want to miss, because we need to understand the impact of our mental wellness. Amen. There are a lot of people who have struggled during this pandemic mentally, and we want to begin to give strategy and wisdom on how to overcome those challenges and keep our mental space whole and at peace. Amen. So be here on next Sunday as we start that second part of this series, Whole Life Prosperity. You do not want to miss that. Amen. I don't want to be amiss in not acknowledging Prophetess Oral Holloway. She's in the building today. God bless her. Y'all give her a hand of praise. Wave your hand, Prophetess. Amen. Thank God for her. We were with them last week, amen, in corporate prayer on Friday night. And so it was an awesome time in the Lord. Thank God for Apostle Ernest Jones opening up the doors of his ministry that we can come in and pray and intercede for the people. It was absolutely a great time in the Lord. Now, that's all I have. I'm not going to prolong the time. We're going to move forward. We got two dynamic women that are going to bring forth the word today. This is our first tag team of 2022, so I'm excited about it. I'm grateful that God has blessed us with these powerful women in this ministry that are going to bring you an awesome word. So first up, this woman of God, I think we met in Golden Corral years ago. You know, Golden Corral was the spot, you know, everybody after church would go hang out in Golden Corral. And, you know, we'd be in fellowship and all those various things when we first got out here. And Minister Suzette, she came, and I think she met Pastor Glenn and Debbie, I think, were with us. And she said, "My name is the Commander." And we started calling her Commander Suzette because she was a prayer warrior. Amen. And so, you know, we joke around with that or whatever. You know, it's all good. It's all in love. Where we just sharing. But we just developed a relationship here and locally in Joliet. She would support various things that we would do as far as outreach and just, you know, eventually God led her to come to be a part of the ministry. And she's definitely a prayer warrior. She's definitely has a testimony of the things and the goodness of God that she has overcome and throughout her life and throughout her journey and walk with Jesus Christ. And so I appreciate her and I thank God that God has given her a word in her belly. And I'm believing God is going to bless us today. So if we could, let's stand to our feet. And we want to welcome to the pulpit none other. Hi. The one and only. The commander. The chief officer of prayer. The prayer warrior. The chief intercessor. The person that will get you going and stir it up. If you don't see her, you'll hear her. Because she's going to call your name loud and proud. Hey, hey. Because the joy of the Lord is her strength. Let's give it up and let's welcome Minister Suzette. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What an honor and a privilege. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Pastor, for yielding the pulpit to me this morning. Amen. I just want to say good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming out and supporting. I thank my mentor, Prophet Ora Holloway, for being in the house on today. But I'm not going to be before you long on today. But God gave me a word while we were in our fast. You all can be seated. You don't have to stand. I'm nobody. Just a servant. God gave me a word while we were on our 23-day fast. And he began to reveal to me and speak to me about the word divine. And so I began to meditate on the word divine. I began to dissect the word divine. But I'm only going to touch on two aspects of the divine. But first, I want to share with you the definition of divine. Divine is of, from, or like a God, heroes with divine power, cleric or theologians. Amen. And so I'm going to lay the foundation of the divine. I looked and found this story by a journalist that I want to share with you on today. And it's God's story of divine intervention written by journalist Jennifer Skiff, who compiled firsthand accounts from all around the world of encounters with a higher power. In God's story, Jennifer Skiff shares the extraordinary experience of people who have felt the power and the presence of God. Amen? Amen. Their lives have been changed forever. When we have a divine encounter with God, our lives are changed forever. They are life-changing encounters with God. When we encounter the divine, it is orchestrated by God because he is God, he is a God, and he is our God. So in divine, we know that we meet God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we offer proof of that. Amen. Because it's not tangible, but we feel it down in our solar plex. Amen. In our belly. We'll feel that thing when God releases that divine. Amen. And there's nothing nobody can tell us or say to us to change our mind when we done had an encounter with the divine. Amen. When God says it, that settles it. So we're going to stand on it. Amen. So the divine, it'll cause you to have an epiphany and have a blanket
inner peace, washed away. It'll wash away our fears and give us hope for the future. There is an intense joy you feel at these times that eventually will dissipate and drift into a safe place. But in that safe place, God will still speak to you. He will still release words of encouragement to you. Sometimes we don't need man to encourage us. We need to encourage ourselves with the word of God. God to encourage us. I know I just been through a storm. I lost my grandson. But in the midst of the tragedy of losing my grandson, I know it was a divine appointment by God. Amen. I had to walk in the divine. And God began to speak with me and deal with me in the divine. Because he had a plan and a purpose when he took my 17-year-old grandson to heaven. Amen. There was a plan and a purpose. It was a divine appointment, a divine accountment, a divine alignment. It was all divine. It was in God's will and his way when he did what he did. Amen. Make no mistakes about it. Hallelujah. And as the time passes and life events, they will take their toll, and we will start to question until another unexpected collision with the divine awakens us like a plunge in cold water to replenish our faith. So sometimes we have to have divine encounters with God to take us to the next level, to the next dimension, to take us into a new realm, because we will get comfortable, we will get complacent, and we will stay there because we know there we are safe. But sometimes God needs to pull us out of the safe zone with a divine encounter with him to take us to the next level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited about the divine that God is going to release in the year of 2022. I need you to set your heart and your mind toward the divine. That's God. The divine is God. Set your mind and your heart toward God. Amen. Amen. And if I had to title this message on this morning, it would be a close encounter of the third kind. Hallelujah. And if you don't know about the close encounter of the third kind, for us older ones, us in the 70s, this was a movie in the late 70s. And it was a movie, and the actor who played was Richard Dreyfuss. He played the role of a guy named Roy Neary. And Roy Neary was an Indiana electrical lineman who finds his quiet and ordinary life turned upside down after a close encounter with a UFO. Mm. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Sometimes we have close encounters, but it don't be with a UFO. But we would think it's a UFO because of the situation, the turmoil, and the circumstances that it brings when it comes in the encounter. We'll think we encountered something. But in the encounter with the UFO, it began to spur him in an obsession. And he crossed country quest for answers and momentous approach events approached. So even in the midst of us going through approaches and different events in life, we know that God has a divine purpose. He has a divine will for us. That's why he does the divine in us. It's not about us, but it's to draw us closer to God. Because in divine encounters, it draws you closer to God. Even in my life, I've had some divine encounters. Nobody really knows my story because I don't get up a lot and tell my story publicly, but it's no secret. I was a drug addict. I got mad at God in 1997, a Christian, left the church. Got hooked up with the wrong people, became a drug addict. And during that time of being on drugs, I became a booster where I stole clothes and I clothed all the dope men. Amen. That was my assignment in that season. Amen. And so in that assignment, it took me down a road, took me from jail to jail. I done 6 months and 26 in California, came back and done a year and a half in Will County Adult Detention Facility. But it was there that I had a divine encounter with God. God began to speak to me because I was in a place where I couldn't move around. When I was at 95 South Chicago Street, you are in your cell 23-1. That means 23 hours you're there, 1 hour you're out. You get to come out, bathe, you get to talk on the telephone, and then you're locked back down. But it was in that quiet time when I had a divine encounter with God. He began to speak to my mind. I began to minister to the ladies that were there in FPOD with me. They began to give their life to Christ. But even in the midst, I would sing at night. God would drop songs in my belly, and I would begin to sing at night. And the CEOs would come and knock on my door. Williams, If you don't stop, we're going to put you in the hole. I would keep singing. I would keep singing. And I remember this one night, the CEO didn't like me. It wasn't me that she didn't like. It was the Jesus in me that she didn't like. It was the anointing that intimidated her that she didn't like. So I kept singing that night, and she said, Williams, you're on your way to the hole. I said, well, if I have to go for God, I'm going to go for God. So she took me to the hole. And even when she took me to the hole, I was still there ministering. When they would let me out for that hour to take a shower, I would knock on the doors of the other ladies. How you doing today? God is good. He's able to do the exceedingly, the abundantly, above all you could ask, think, or imagine. We're only here for a little while. I would speak to the other ladies. Amen. And so I stayed there. And I end up going to court. And when I went to court, I had on a gold uniform, and that lets the judge know that you've been in trouble. So the judge didn't have no sympathy for me. Suzette Williams, you're in trouble. Why are you in the hole? What have you done? So I began to explain to him, and he didn't want to hear that because he was an atheist. Hallelujah. But I prayed for him even being an atheist. So he had a plan and a purpose, and his plan and purpose was to send me to prison. Amen. But God had another plan and purpose for me. I had a Paul and Silas experience while I was at 95 South Chicago Street. I began to sing in that jail cell. I began to give God praise in that jail cell. I am Osunda the Osaya. And everything that the enemy meant for bad, God turned it around for my good. So when he slammed down the gap, when he said 18 months in Dwight, God said not so. I left on Friday and went to Dwight. On Monday, I was back home. Hallelujah. But by the grace of God, when you have a divine appointment with God and a divine assignment, God is a promise keeper. Amen. Yes. That's one aspect of the divine that I want to talk about. And then there's another one. There's the benefits of the divine. Hallelujah. There's benefits when you're in the divine. When you're in the divine will of God, when you're in the divine appointment of God, there's things that God will begin to release. He'll begin to release forgiveness. He'll strengthen you. He'll give you divine order. He'll give you divine health. He'll give you divine healing. He'll give you divine purpose. He'll give you divine building. He'll do a divine alignment. He'll do a divine collaboration in your life. He'll do a divine restoring. He'll give you divine faith. Hallelujah. Because that's what the divine will do. It will take your faith to another level. Amen. Sometimes we need to encounter the divine so that our faith will grow, that our walk will get stronger. Amen. Because every time I had a divine encounter, it took me to another level. It took my faith up a little higher. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank God for the divine. Amen. There's nothing like the divine, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you, Lord God. And if I had, I'm sorry, I jumped so fast. It just got in my belly. My scripture came from 103, Psalms 103, 1 through 8. And it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not thy benefits. That thing resonated in my spirit. And forget not the benefits of God, because there are benefits when you walk in the divine. There are benefits in the divine. The divine will open doors and give you keys and accesses to places that man know not of. Man may slam the door, but the divine will open the door. Hallelujah. So we give God praise, glory, and honor. And I just thank God. I thank God for the divine. And I just want to share one more encounter before I take my seat. I remember from 2013 till I came to this place in 2017 or 2018. I came here, I think, late 2017. And I had this issue with my mouth. And I would get these sores in my jaws. And it would cause me why I was in excruciating pain. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I couldn't do anything. And the doctor just kept putting me on antibiotics and steroids. And I said, oh, God. I was just blowing up and getting fatter and fatter. And I'm okay with being a fat girl because I'm a cute fat girl. I don't know about nobody else. Apostle laugh at me, but I'm a cute fat girl. Amen. And the divine will make you have confidence like that too. Amen. Hallelujah. You won't operate in low self-esteem and no self-esteem. Amen. But anyway, when I done a divine move and I came into this ministry and I changed doctors, I had to do a divine move even with the health care that was taking care of me. I got to this doctor and she sent me to see a surgeon. He done a biopsy of my mouth. And I had been going through this from 2013 until I came here. And when he done the biopsy, I was diagnosed. Don't you know that sometimes when you do a divine move, God will do a divine intervention? That's what took place here, a divine intervention. He intervened. He began to move me into the right places because I was divinely aligned, not with just God, but with the word of God. I was speaking the word of God. I remember it was one Thursday night. We were sitting here in Bible study. An apostle was teaching out of John, and it was around the 11th chapter, the 4th verse, and he began to speak. And he said, this sickness is not unto death. I wanted to jump up and run around the building. Hallelujah. But that thing got in my spirit, and I began to speak that thing. I spoke it until it came to pass. Amen. The divine will take you in places and make you speak things that are not, so that they will come to pass, that they will be what God said. God said it and that settled it. So I stand on his word. Amen. He said it and that settles it. So I just thank God for the divine. The divine will take us into dimensions and realm. And I just want to tell you all today, I don't know what you came in with, what you came in looking for, but every time I come in with expectations. Amen. It was so ironic. This morning I was sleeping. I got a phone call about 12 o'clock last night. And it was a young man, when my grandson was killed, was friends with my daughter. He hung with my daughter all the way to the end. I didn't say he was a godly man, but he was a man that loved my daughter and my grandson. So on last night, I got a call about 12:30. My son, my baby boy, called me. He said, Mama. I said, yeah, baby. I said, what's going on? You called me this late at night. He said, they just found Todd dead. I said, they found Todd dead where? Someone killed him on last night. But while he was at my house the whole week, as we were planning things for my grandson, I didn't get a chance to minister to him because it was not my assignment. But my friend Wayne Sellers got to minister to him the whole time he was in my house. He would put the music on, all the cussing, and Wayne would just begin to go and pray and lay hands on him and begin to prophesy to him. So I know that it was a divine encounter for him to be in my house on that week, that he could get a word. If he never received another word, he received the Lord in the word, in a divine intervention that God sent him to my house. I thank God for you all. God bless. Hold on one thing before Pastor Bernice comes. God had gave me this and I didn't want to leave, but I was moving so fast. And if y'all could just stand to y'all feet real quick, because this was a divine orchestration for Pastor Bernice and myself to be together. Amen. Sister Pam spoke this word to me. I wrote it in my book about 3 months ago. It was a divine intervention. How divine is it? She come in with her dress on tied up in checkers. I come in with my shirt on tied up in checkers. But God said, are you ready for your blessing? Are you ready for your miracle? Y'all better get ready. It's here.
God. Come on, y'all. Give it up for Minister Suzette. I'm telling you, that was a powerful word. Encouraging word, amen. Divine encounter, amen. I'm telling you, you never know why God has you on a pathway, why you have to go through certain challenges, and what God is doing in the midst of making you, shaping you, and molding you to be the person that he desires for you to be. Amen. We can't take it for granted. Amen. We know it's challenging and it's rough when you're going through those various obstacles and challenges. But I'm telling you, when God gives you the light to see the end of that thing, it's absolutely a blessing. Amen. So we appreciate you. Thank God for Minister Suzette. Amen. Come on, give it up for one more time. Amen. Let's give God the glory for the word of God. Amen. All right. While y'all standing, amen, I appreciate you all. Listen, she's not a stranger to the pulpit. Amen. This woman is anointed in so many areas, so many ways. Amen. But I thank God that in June we'll be celebrating 25 years of marriage. Amen. God has blessed us. Amen. 3 children. Amen. And I'm telling you, she's an awesome wife. She's an awesome mother. Amen. She is just an awesome woman of God. She's take care of me. Amen. I got on her nerves all this week. Amen. I promise you, all this week. Amen. Each and every day until about Friday, late Friday, maybe early Saturday morning, she may have got a little bit better with me. Amen. But it was a challenging week. Amen. But we made it through. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. But I thank God for her, amen. And we thank God for grace and for his peace and for his loving kindness. So come on, let's welcome Pastor Bernice to the pulpit, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Preach, preacher. Is this your Comex up here?
No, that's
okay. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. And for the word. Amen. I'm excited. I am excited about the divine. Amen. You guys may have your seat. I thank you so much for that word, Minister Suzette. And I'm just going to jump right on in and tie that thing up and get right into place. But I'm excited what God is doing in this season. Amen. I just wanted to shout out on yesterday. Thank you to all the wives who joined on the Zoom call for wife support. Amen. Truly, it was a blessing, not only just to the other women who tapped in, but I was blessed and I was encouraged to be a part of it. So I want you to stay on the lookout for next month, for our next time to come together. Amen. I won't be before you long. I'm just going to preach what the Lord gave me, and I'm going to have my seat. And if you don't mind, I'd like to pray this morning. Father, I praise and I honor you. I give you glory on this morning, Father. We thank you for the word that has already went forth, oh God, the praise, the worship, oh God. We thank you for your anointing that's resting and ruling in this place, oh God. Now, Father, as I minister this word, Father, I pray that self will decrease, you would increase, oh God, that I be led of you, oh God. I thank you that flesh will take the back seat, oh God, and my own intellect and my own thoughts, oh God. But Father, I thank you on today, God, for a divine connection on today, for a divine appointment on today, God, that we are meeting you in this place, oh God. And so, Father, you are invited in to have free course and free reign in our lives on today, oh God. I pray that this word, oh God, will minister to us, oh God, and that we will leave out of this place, God, changed and ready to do what you called us to do. And God, we give you the glory. Amen. Amen. I am excited what God is doing. And Apostle told it was a challenging week. And if you don't mind, I just want to preach on it on today because I'm just going to get free. Amen. But I want to start with my opening scripture. And it's in Romans, the 5th chapter, in the 3rd verse, Romans 5 and 3 through 5. And I'm reading in the Amplified Version. Amen. And this is just my opening. And I'm going to read it. It says, and not only this, but with joy let us exult in our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships, knowing that hardships, distress, pressure, put a pin on that pressure, trouble produces patience, endurance, and endurance proven character, spiritual maturity, and proven character, hope, and confident assurance of eternal salvation. Such hope in God's promises never disappoints us, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. Amen. But I want to talk just a little bit about that pressure. You heard Apostle, he didn't get on my nerve all this week, but it's all right. I still love him. I'm still with him. I'm going to still make it on to June. Amen. But I don't know about you, but sometimes we get into the place of that pressure. You know, we may have that pressure to be successful, that pressure to be beautiful, that pressure, you know, to look well put together, that pressure to lose weight, you know, a pressure to be a good spouse, a good wife, a good mother, that pressure to be anointed and appointed, to have a timely and seasoned word. You know, we got that pressure to encourage people when you need encouragement yourself. You know, that pressure to be financially responsible. That pressure, you know, to make sure I got the house clean. You know, things are tidied up. I didn't cook a good dinner for the family. The pressure just to even minister to my children, even when they're being disobedient. And, to, you know, to love them all over again. You know, just all that pressure that we put upon ourselves. And I like it that although we have this pressure, as the scripture says, knowing that we have all these things, it produces proven character or spiritual maturity. So although I have all of the pressure, amen, God does a thing in me where he matures me and he prepares me for my next, amen. But all I have to do is just have patience during the time that I feel all the pressure. So I want to stick with that godly wisdom. And then I have a son who's in college, and he has a thing where he just don't call me on the phone like, hey, mama. He always FaceTimes me in the middle of my work day. And I got to put, yeah, what's up? Uh-huh. And, you know, he's talking about trivial things. You know, it's nothing of urgent. You know, I need to go to the grocery store, and I need, you know, he's, you know, and I need to, okay, uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, that's it. And so the Lord called me, okay. He's calling because, you know, he needs something for me. And so I have to get out of myself, okay, let me try to minister to him. But then I have another daughter, she's 22, and she'll come in. Mama, you ain't gonna believe what happened today. And so such and such, and this is all in the middle of my work day. And I say, uh-huh, what? And so, you know, in that time, I gotta, you know, be real quick, give them a nice word to encourage them, package it up where it's relevant to their time, where they'll receive it. I glaze it over with a little humor. I'm just playing, but I'm really not playing, but you get my point. And then I finish on my work day. So much pressure. And then in the middle of that, I get the good apostle, hey, what you doing? I'm working, amen. I'm working, amen. Can I listen to him? I just seen this man on the corner doing things. Oh my God. You know, the pressure. But I believe that in those times when we feel like it's so much on us that God is calling and we feeling pulled in different directions, God is maturing and he's developing character in us. Amen. If I want to put my topic out there today, my topic is not pressure, but it's called thick skin. Thick skin. Amen. Yeah. Thick skin. I like to relate to this pressure as a wilderness experience. And you all know about the children of Israel, how they were supposed to be on this 11-day journey over from bondage and slavery into their promised land. But they got held up in the wilderness for 40 years. That journey that only was supposed to take 11 days, it got held up for 40 years. Many didn't make it over to see the promised land because God had to do a cleansing and a purging and get them right, because you weren't ready just to go out of bondage and slavery into this land flowing with milk and honey. I had to get you right for your blessings. Yeah. And many times God will do that. Yeah. We think that God just give it to me, God. Give me the numbers for the lotto, God. I'm going to be faithful and pay my tax and just drop the millions on me. He said, daughter, you're not ready to go from broke to abundantly blessed until you understand what I need to do in you and develop some proven character. So God gives us these thick skins in the midst of pressure. And he gives us thick skin in the midst of our wilderness experience. That thick skin means, do you know that polar bears in the wintertime, they have fur. And their fur gets thicker in the cold in winter in order to adapt to the cold. And I believe that God thickens our skin and he prepares us as we go into those cold seasons and that wilderness experience so that we will adapt. That pressure, that bondage, that wilderness, that hard place, that place of uncertainty is developing our thick skin so that we can adapt and not break. Glory to God. Adapt means that you change your behavior so that it's easier to live in a particular place or situation. I just got excited. That means God is thinking in my skin so that it becomes easier for me to live in wilderness. It becomes easier for me to live in a place of pressure. It becomes easier for me to live in a place of lack of hope because God is developing some thick skin. Oh, I don't know about you, but if you're thick-skinned, you don't let failure or disappointment get you down. If you're thick-skinned, you keep believing in yourself and moving forward. Why? Because you know that this temporary light affliction is only for a short time. Hallelujah. Oh, that wilderness, like I said, it's a place that develops character in us. Yes. We can see the wilderness. It's a place, a disposition, a place of disfavor. Amen. It's a place of a bewildering situation. I don't know about you, but sometimes things that come up and you're like, God, how did this happen? How did I get into this situation? I feel Minister Suzette is a divine appointment. Amen. God is doing something in this bewildering situation. It feels like winter, but the sun is shining. It feels real cold, but it's the middle of July. It's the place where it seems so hard that you have no other choice but to trust God. You can't see your way out. You can't see your way in that thing. But it's a place that God has given me some thick skin, some thick fur, hallelujah, that I can adapt and live in that situation. That situation won't overtake me, and I will not die in that wilderness. Oh, glory.
Yes.
When you go through a real difficult experience, when you feel lost and alone, and God seems far away, you in the wilderness for sure. When you feel like, God, hey, this place is unfamiliar. I've never felt like this before. You're in that wilderness for sure. But I want to encourage you that God is developing you. If you look at Jesus in his wilderness experience, he had to go in the wilderness to get tempted. So when he come out, his ministry went to the next level. If you don't ever go into the wilderness and experience what God is doing, he's stripping off some stuff off of you, you'll never get to the next level that he's destined for you. So it's a real reason that he has you in the wilderness.
Yeah.
I love it that in Deuteronomy 6 and 23, you can look at it later. It's Deuteronomy 6 and 23 in the New King James Version. He says, this is, we're talking about the children of Israel. He says, then he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land of which he swore to our fathers. So he is bringing you out of your wilderness into that land he promised. But you must survive in the wilderness.
Yes, yes.
I thank God that he can what? Take me, bring me out from that dead, dry place of bondage. Take me into a place and I'm going to yet survive and see my promise.
Yes.
All you got to do is while you go into that dark place, is know that God has prepared you for that darkness.
Yeah.
He's prepared you for that wilderness, just like he did for the children of Israel. Their feet didn't give out, as the scripture said. Their clothes didn't go out. They didn't get hungry. He dropped manna from them to be fed. God, when you go into the wilderness, God will provide everything that you need. If he thinks enough about a polar bear to thicken his skin so he won't get cold in the Arctic air, how much will he be concerned about his sons and daughter who belong to him? So he's bringing you out of the wilderness and into the promised land. All you have to do is just stay faithful in your wilderness. When we look at it, God is doing something amazing in 2022. And if you don't catch hold of it, and if you don't believe it, you'll get swallowed up with what's going on in this time. You get swallowed up, the numbers is back up. You get swallowed up into, you know, somebody else is sick. But I truly believe that if you have a mindset that God, I'm coming out of this thing, this pressure will not break me, this thing that I'm in will not stop me, but I am going to my promised land. I thank God for the thick skin that he provided on this week so that I did not break, that I did not try to kill my husband. Hallelujah. That I did not stand flat-footed and cuss him out. Hallelujah. But I thank God that he developed some proven character. And he's given me some extra things that I can yet stand. I thank God.
Amen.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Oh, yes. So I want to help you today. If you, you know, like myself, you put too much pressure on yourself trying to do everything. I want you to relieve yourself on today. Amen.
Yeah.
I realize that I can't do everything.
Amen.
And if I try to do everything, I'm not leaving room for God to do anything.
Amen.
So I had to learn to get to a place of humbling and saying that I am, you know, we love to say, I'm a superwoman. No, I'm not. Amen. I'm not a superwoman. Yeah, I don't feel like no black girl magic today either, okay? Tricks in my bag. I can turn. I ain't got none of that. Amen. I don't feel like it. I had one of my workers email me, and she gonna tell me this case is hard. That's it in the email. I wanted to email back. It's hard managing you, but I did. But it was the Holy Ghost and that proven character that stopped me in the midst of trying to send that message back. And I said, what was so hard about it? You know, this is what you need to do. It should work out for you.
Come on, baby.
But in my mind, I was thinking, girl, you is hard. Amen. Managing you is a job all day. Amen. But that's the pressure that we put on ourselves. The pressure to be a good daughter, a pressure to be a good friend who can listen and give counsel. Amen. Just, you know, the pressure just to be right, to look right. Look, all you can do is know that, God, I'm yet a wretch undone, and it's some unperfect and unclean in me. And God, I just surrender myself unto you. I may fall short, but God, I thank you. Day after day, you still clean off this nastiness and this filth off of me, oh God. And you're developing thick skin in me so that I can't make it to my promised land. Hallelujah. So come on and give the Lord a hand of praise. That's all I got this morning, Apostle. You send me a text, and amen. Come on in here. God is good, and I'm excited what God is doing in this year. Amen. Come on and welcome our apostle.
I'm telling you, if you don't laugh when you come up in here, something wrong, amen. Because somebody gonna say something, we're gonna do something up in here, amen. And you're gonna laugh in church, amen. Brother, every time, amen. Brother Marcus said he came from the hard church. You know, you couldn't even smile in there. You know, just straight ahead. Just, you know, you better not smile. You know, I don't want no excitement up in there, amen. But I'm telling you, awesome word, Pastor Venice, amen. Come on, let's give it up to Pastor Venice. I'm telling you, God is good. Amen. I thank God for thick skin. Amen. That God will take you through. Amen. And you'll be able to overcome every challenge, because everything that we go through, amen, God is working out purpose in us. Amen. It's something that he wants to teach us in the midst of that particular obstacle, that challenge. That thing is going to encourage you. It's going to build you up. It's going to be necessary down the line. Amen. You don't know when your season of cold is going to come. Amen. But God has already prepared you for it, and he's given you the strength that you're going to be able to stand and endure it. Amen. So we just give God praise for that. We thank God for his presence, for his word. We thank God for the two awesome women of God. We have definitely been filled with his presence on this morning. And so I thank God for each and every one of you all who are here on today and just in the presence of God. Amen. I want to bless and just encourage this young lady that's with Prophetess Flo. God is literally allowing you to turn things around. And God, that's Jafiah. Girl, I ain't know who you was. I'm going to keep going, because I'm going to talk to you just like, because I didn't know you was Jafiah. God said he is turning things around, and God wants you to begin to run for him. I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit said. I didn't know who you was back there with this blonde hair. So I promised to God I didn't, but I'm going to give you what the Holy Spirit said. He said, God said for you to run and turn things around. God said, swiftly make moves and make adjustments. He said, swiftly make moves and adjustments. He said, do not settle and do not stop in the place that you're in right now. God is moving you, and he's unctioning. He's truly unctioning at your heart, and he's pricking at your heart, because there are things that you know that God has given you, that God has done for you, and that God desires of you. He desires more of you, Sister Sister Jafiah. God wants to begin to elevate you. Just as you can transform naturally where I didn't recognize you, let me help you understand something. When you transform in the ways of going and being connected to God, the enemy won't recognize, because now you're another threat to him. Because now you have another weapon, another arsenal that you will begin to come against him with. And you have the weapons of warfare in you. It's been given to you. It's been birthing you through the Spirit of God. And God said you have to fight the good fight of faith. He said, do not give up. You got to endure hardness as a good soldier. And I want you to be able to stand. I want you to be able to go forward in the things of God. He said, so don't lose sight. He said, turn that thing around swiftly. I saw you turning around. And God said, I want you to turn that thing around swiftly. And I'm going to begin to pour into you. I'm going to give you wisdom. And I'm going to give you guidance. He said, do not lose hope right now in this season. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus. We give God praise. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. See, these masks and new hair change your whole life. Amen. So we minister what the Holy Spirit says to minister. Amen. Oh, none of me, all the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we give God the glory. Amen. I thank God for his presence. Amen. God is good. Amen. I'm telling you, God is good. Brother Thomas, the Holy Spirit said for you to get into your word and to begin to study to show thyself approved, a workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And God's going to give you revelation and understanding of his scriptures. But he wants you to take the initiative on your own to take time out to read his word. And God's going to begin to speak to you, and he's going to give you direction. He's going to give you guidance and understanding through his scriptures. Just as Minister Suzette was sharing, those divine encounters necessarily don't have to come through other people, but we can get into a divine connection with the word of God, and the word of God will speak to us. And God said to begin to seek him in his word, because God desires for things to happen in your life to take you to the next level. And it's only going to manifest through you in the word of God, and that you get a revelation and an understanding of the scripture for yourself. So seek God in that, and God will begin to lead you and give you the clarity, the understanding, and the wisdom in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give him the praise. We thank God for his presence. We thank God for his peace and his prosperity on today. My God, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Prophetess Karen, the thing that you put up before the Lord on this week, God said, I'm doing it. He said he's doing it. He said the thing that you called out in prayer, the thing that you asked him for, God said he is going to do it. He said he is hearing your prayers. He's going to respond to your prayers. He's going to respond to your requests. God said he is concerned about what you're concerned about, and he is acknowledging and he is moving at your words. When you begin to pray and you begin to release words, the angels begin to grab them and they begin to run with them, and they begin to go on assignment for what you command and you call your words to go. So know that your words have power, and your words will begin to go into the areas where you direct them to. So that's why God has given you such a burden in prayer and a burden to begin to intercede in this hour. And God said he is answering and he is responding to your voice. He's responding to your cry. He's responding to it. And the angels are hearkening at the word of the Lord that you are releasing out of your mouth. And God said, be confident, be reassured in it, and stand on this word and his promises. I'll tell you, but that thing specifically what God has put upon your heart on this week, God said he's responding, he's moving, and things are going to manifest quickly and swiftly by the power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We love you today. We honor you today. We praise you today. We bless you today, Father God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you, Father. Amen. We give God praise. Can you get a mic for Prophetess Ora Holloway? Prophetess Ora, come on and greet us. You can't come in here and not greet us this morning. Amen. So come on. You're not shy. Don't Don't try to even act like you're shy. Just come on up to the front. Amen. And greet us this morning, whatever the Holy Spirit would have you to greet us with today. We appreciate you coming out to support your sister, amen, and Minister Suzette, and coming in and just being in fellowship with us this morning. It's good to see you, amen, and thank you for being here, amen, and we just appreciate you. Come on around the corner and up in the front. We gotta get you on the camera. We don't have our house camera. We got a smaller camera today. Amen.
Pressure. Praise God. First giving honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the pastors, the angels of this house, to Minister Suzette, to all the saints of God, to the musicians. I just thank God for everyone in here on today. I am really excited. I thank God for the praise and worship. You took me there. Hallelujah. Waymaker. I just thank God for the sweet fellowship. I ain't got much to say. That's about it. Be blessed.
Appreciate you, amen. Thank God for being here today. We appreciate the kind words, amen. And just continue to be encouraged, amen. And everything that you do, Prophetess Ora Holloway, that God will continue to guide you, strengthen you, and make way for you, amen. For you're doing a great work, amen. So don't come down, amen. Continue on doing what God is leading you to do, amen. All right. Anybody else have anything they need to share before we're leaving down from this place? Amen. All is well. Come on, let's stand on our feet. If there's anybody that's watching online that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, anybody that may even be in the building that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, all you have to do is receive him, believe in his name, and go through this particular prayer that I'm going to say. Just repeat after me. If you're watching me and you don't know Jesus Christ, you've never accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make in your life. So just begin to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come before you a sinner. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me of all my sins. Come into my heart today. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Today, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died and he rose for my sins to be forgiven. And today, I come to you asking you to forgive me and cleanse me of all my sins. And as I receive you today, I am now born again and I am now under the salvation of my Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, have your way in my life. And Lord, fill me with the precious power of your Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. If you said those words, you have just received salvation and you are now born again and in the family of God. And so I pray that you continue to seek God. You seek his hand, seek his face, seek his wisdom, seek his guidance for God to fill you and guide you throughout your day and throughout your life, because it's a great decision to be engrafted into the kingdom of God as you receive Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything our eyes have seen today. We thank you for everything our ears have heard. And Lord, we just pray that you will go before us today, God, and meet us on our pathway of journey to go back home and to our various destinations, God. Give us traveling mercy as we leave this place. Cover the highways and byways with the blood of Jesus, God, that you will keep us protected. No hurt, harm, or danger shall come my way. We bind all car troubles, all accidents, all traffic tickets, Father, and we lose life, we lose peace today, and we decree and declare unexpected income this week, increase, overflow, and favor, God, shall be our portion. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, and we thank you, Lord, for watching over us, and we speak life, peace, and hope, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We are dismissed. We'll see you on Thursday night. God bless you.